Tiffany Morgan, TiffanyMorgan, 5187. Today is 8/29. Give complaints. Abdominal pain, eczema, bladder pain, eczema, pelvic pain, eczema, recurring urinary tract infection, eczema, back pain, eczema, history palpitation, eczema, history vertigo, eczema, leg pain and arm pain, off and on. Our patient is a school nurse. She's 36 years old. She's married. She has three children. She comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms off and on. The worst, the biggest concern today is the urinary tract infection. She's had three of them this year, and that's what the concern is. Twice this year and once last year. The last two times she was treated with Macrobed. She did not have any culture or sensitivity. None COVID immunization, none allergy, Cipro, medication, birth control pills, medical problems, none surgery, wisdom tooth, social, last period, 8/10/2023. She's not pregnant, no smoking, no drug use. She's married. She has three kids, as I mentioned. She works in the Tarkington, Tarkington district. Family history is non-contributory. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 131 pounds. No significant change in her weight. 97%, 98.2, 16, 69, 128 over 79. Heart positive, almost two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Make sure JVD skin shows a rash on because of that lesion. Your analysis shows both evidence of pus and sugar in her urine. Number one, first of all, the blood sugar was 89 today. Non-fasting. Number two, hemoglobin A1C ordered. Number three, culture and sensitivity of the urine ordered. Number four, because of recurring urinary tract infection, we looked at her abdomen, we looked at her kidneys, we looked at her bladder. There's no evidence of mass, tumor, renal agenesis, renal dystrophy, or any other associated associated findings with chronic urinary tract infection. Number two, we did blood work next week because of palpitation. We did check her echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Number three, her urine does have nitrates and trace leukocytes. Next number, she was given rocephrin for that. Next number, she was given Sceptre DS. Next number, culture done once again. Next number, she was told to double void. Explain to her what that is. Next was empty your bladder after sex. Next number, lots of water. Next number, I may need to see a urologist, but at this time I feel comfortable after looking at her kidneys to proceed with the plans and return next week. Next week's blood work includes thyroid evaluation as well. This was discussed with patients. Thank you.